Should we start with a joke?
Okay.
Do you got one, or do you want?
No,
one?
I don't got one. You're the.
I'll tell the one I told at my wedding.
I'm horrible at telling jokes.
I'll tell a clean one because this is a family podcast.
No, it's not.
So a pair of jumper cables walk into the bar. Hold on, I need to redo that. Should we start with a joke?
Sure.
So a pair of jumper cables walks into a bar. The bartender looks at him and said, "You can come in, but don't start anything."
Whoa. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was bad.
Did you come up with that yourself, or is that one you've heard before?
I heard it a long time ago. Oh. I can't tell the first joke I ever came up with because...
Well, I think on that note, we're back.
Yes, we are. The dinosaur's tail.
Not much has changed.
Sadly. I'm still broke. I'm still married. But you got married.
Yeah, I got married. Yep. I tricked someone into marrying me.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. And she's my sugar mama. She's pulling me out of a bankruptcy.
That's always good. My wife went back to school, so luckily she's not putting us back in bankruptcy. We're lucky she got a scholarship. But yeah, it's weird. Neither one of us are working where we used to work, thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're also working together again at a different location.
Yeah, we keep finding each other.
I know.
Yeah. It's like it was meant to be.
Maybe we should have gotten married.
I don't think Georgia's ready for that.
No. I mean, it's legal.
I mean,
but
yeah.
Yeah, nobody would know. It would be no. I don't know if my family would be ready for that either. What could have been?
Yeah. So what are we doing this time around?
You had a very neat idea to do a random topic generator.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did
Although
you find anything?
I found one, but okay. To be honest, it's not. I mean, it does what I thought it would do, but I'm not liking the topics. Maternity leave is one that just popped up. That's under entertaining speech topics. Maternity leave.
I mean, that's not really entertaining, but...
Then you have...
The idea of doing it.
Yeah, fire stations.
Two guys talking about maternity leave. Yeah. Just sounds bad, and that means funny.
This is coming up under generate entertaining speech topics. Largest Indian reservation in a country of your choice. I don't think we're going to go with this generator.
Wouldn't that be better for indigenous people than just Indian? I don't know.
Yeah.
That website's racist.
It is. It's under presidenttrump.org.
Nice.
No. But, yeah, so, I mean, what do you want to talk about? What's been going on recently in the world with you that we don't need to generate? We don't need that. We don't need racist topic generators.
I don't think I'm quite ready to talk about my experiences with Uber Eats, especially in this last
week.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. You started doing Uber Eats.
But while I have been doing that, I've been listening to a lot of old radio dramas from the 40s and 50s. And it dawned on me that with podcasts like Welcome to Night Vale, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Ask Me Another, I do think that now's the time to do start doing those again.
Yeah, I agree. I think that'd be a cool idea.
People are driving more; their commutes are a lot longer. It's a sad fact of radio that radio stations' ratings are declining because people are tired of commercials. That's how they make their money.
I don't know why people are tired of commercials. Like, why are people so offended by commercials? Like they get disgusted. Like, even my own wife gets disgusted if I'm not fast-forwarding through commercials if we're watching something on the DVR. Because I forget all the time because I don't care. I'm just, you know,
right.
Just let it go. But
sometimes commercials, like the Super Bowl. I know people who – I'm popping – people who are just watch the Super Bowl for the commercials.
Yeah, that's like the one day. Yeah, it's like the one day where commercials are acceptable is on Super Bowl Sunday, and even then, people are it's kind of waning, like the joy of watching those.
That's true. Or they get mad.
But my thing is, how do they get their information if not through commercials? Like, if not through trailers, if not through advertising? Are people really getting all their information word of mouth?
No, no.
I don't know. Like, it is.
And sometimes it's a really, really eye-catching commercial that makes people stand up and take notice.
Yeah. I think commercials can be funny. I think ever since, like, those really abstract Skittles commercials back in, like, the mid-2000s.
Those are really good.
I think commercials have actually gotten quite funny and abstract, and y'all know, like...
Geico is another contributor to that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a really good one that almost nobody has watched, I found out. It's for the company called Odwalla, where this little kid is talking to his swim coach about how does it taste.
Yeah.
And he's using all this alliteration, and the little kid is what makes it, because at one point he just looks at him and goes, what are you even talking about?
I mean, so I don't get why they hate them, but also, I mean, if you're watching commercials on like CBS or Fox or broadcast television, like that's how the thing you like gets made.
Right.
So if you start skipping through commercials and advertisers start noticing, like they start thinking, well, why am I going to put a commercial for, you know, Jag or whatever, whatever people are watching these days. That the show that you like is going to go away. Your viewership, you liking it, doesn't fund the show that you like.
That's true. I think YouTube does it really smart a lot of times where they make you watch things like that. Because I really want to watch that new Freddie Highmore TV show where he's a doctor but he's autistic.
Yeah.
I saw the commercial for it on YouTube, and I'm like, wow, that's a really cool show. Mm. I think I want to see it. And then sometimes you'll see something, it's like, I have no desire to see that whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean that's just like, you're literally getting mad at commercials because you don't like every single one. That's ridiculous. Like
that's true.
That is a ridiculous standard of like, anyway.
But I also have a long-standing tradition of going to movies and booing, verbally, loudly booing one trailer for a movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, with YouTube, it's a little bit different because sometimes the commercials are longer than the video clip I want to actually see.
That's true, too.
So, I mean, that's slightly different because...
You're a captive audience, too.
Yeah, and most of the stuff I'm watching on YouTube is someone who's posted something of someone else, and they're not making any money off of it. If it was, like, an actual podcast or an actual, like, reviewer I would get, but most of the clips I'm watching are like old SNL clips that no one's really making money off. That's posted true. By like SpankMonkey95. I don't like, he's not making money off of it, so he's just sharing something that he likes, and I'm just watching it. I don't want to watch a commercial for that.
As a side note, we will take sponsors. We will sponsor anything.
We will put out. There will be commercials in this podcast.
Boner pills, weight loss. I am a hypocrite.
I mean, I'm not a hypocrite because I like commercials. I mean, I don't like commercials. I see them as a necessity. Like they have to happen. Like I get why they're there. Their existence doesn't bother me.
Is there anything? Is there any product or organization you wouldn't promote?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't really think off the top of my head. I mean. Organization?
Yeah, any organization.
I mean, I probably wouldn't want to advertise like Walmart. I probably wouldn't want to advertise...
I do Walmart. I don't care.
I mean...
I wouldn't do NAMBLA.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't do the KKK.
No. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. There's certain... We have a moral line in the sand that I think we both wouldn't cross unless there was a lot of money involved.
No, even with money, I would make that. I would like to think I would make that moral stand. I think I would.
I think it's like you never know. You could say what you do if somebody put a gun to your head, but you never know until the gun's there. Yeah. My father can actually vouch for that. Mm. That's a story for a different time, I think. I think we got a little off track, but I like where we're going.
About your father almost being shot, like...
I'll explain that in another podcast. I'll explain that one closer to Christmas because it happened on Christmas Day.
That seems like that's very Phoebe Cates of you. Like
29 years ago. No, 39 years ago. No, it was longer than that. Beside the point.
Was it Santa that almost shot him? Was he dressed up as Santa?
No.
Well, at least he's safe and it
oh,
all...
Yeah.
Now it's just an interesting story. It's not anything bad.
It is. I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
Commercials are great. There used to be a time when they were an actual part of pop culture. Since we're a pop culture website, it's like a "What's up?"
Oh yeah.
That was
good stuff. Yeah.
Miller Lite tastes great, less filling. That's probably a little. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah. I still think commercials can be fun and are funny, and there are quite a bit of them that I still enjoy to this day. But I just don't understand the. Fast forward. Why aren't you fast forwarding? Like, it bugs me.
Going back to Geico, they did a series of them. It's like where they just showed the ending and they talked about.
You can't.
You're just going to fast forward through this anyway. So here's what happened at the end.
Yeah. The commercial's already over. Can't fast forward. Yeah.
That was a great idea.
And it's funny because I remember back in the day, I don't see it that often now. But then again, I don't watch TV stations like CW or Fox. Where, like, the commercial would pop up, like, there would be, like, a banner in the lower third of the screen, and people would be complaining about that. And I'm like, the same people that complain about commercials, I had to sit next to and hear them complain about that when that is a direct result of them skipping commercials because they have to put the advertisement somewhere.
Right.
So they're going to put it in the lower third to make sure you see it because you're not going to skip over the game or the show.
No.
So that's their own fault.
I just remember the parody that Family Guy did of that with The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch Family Guy anymore.
Neither do I. But it had its day. It had its day.
Where Quagmire was going to force himself on Marge. And it just like, wow. That's not cool.
Everyone talked to... I mean, it's... I don't know. Simpsons, like, how do you feel about... The Simpsons, like, I know it's an institution and it's like
it's
Americana.
It's starting to get a little hit or miss.
A little hit or miss? Like,
there are times that people say, oh, I didn't like that one. Now I'll go and watch it. I'm like, that wasn't that bad. I mean, yeah, it meandered from the point what they were doing, but it's not gotten to the point where it's like, I can't stand this.
Like Family Guy.
Or American Dad.
Oh, I never liked American Dad. I'm in the rare minority on that one.
The only character I really liked on American Dad was Roger. And that was because he was... I find... kids, look up Paul Lynde. Paul Lynde was incredibly funny, and he was a little dirty when he was on Hollywood Squares. Again, look it up if you don't remember Hollywood Squares. He was, I guess, what... A dirtier Bruce Valanche.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's
he was really good at one-liners on that show, and that was part of the reason why I was I got back into listening to radio dramas too. I have radio with Sirius XM in my car, and it was a free weekend, and I found one with old radio dramas, and I just kept listening to them. Like, some of these hold up really well even today. There's one called Our Miss Brooks. For the most part, you could tweak the script a little bit and have it applied to things going on today. And it was just so well done. Her witty asides are still funny.
Okay.
She's a school teacher, and she's at odds with her principal. And she's in love with one of her fellow teachers who's a biology teacher. And he's kind of – he likes her, but he's kind of oblivious to her advances.
Mm.
And it really works. That's why I think things like that would play well going down the road. It doesn't have to be full-on dirty, especially if you got little kids. You don't want them to hear that. A lot of these, even though there were things that were – probably at the time a little edgy.
Mm.
It's nothing that a kid would probably like, oh, hi, it's funny. Kind of like they do with a lot of the, like Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yeah.
There was things in there that were definitely adult, but
yeah,
went over the heads of kids.
Mm-hmm. Like Rocko's Modern Life. And
yes.
Yeah.
And that's coming back, which I'm very excited about. How about that? Is there a show from your childhood?
DuckTales.
Well, that's already back.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Is there another
one? It was great.
Is there another one from your childhood you'd like to see come back?
Oh, I mean, I would love to see Chippendale's Rescue Rangers come back.
That's a good one.
I would probably like to see James Bond Jr. come. No.
I hadn't thought about that in a minute.
No, yeah, James Bond Jr.
Do you remember that? There was a movie that came out like in the early 2000s. It had Ewan McGregor, where he was a spy, and he got killed, and his nephew or something.
Yeah.
It was almost like that.
Yes, I remember that. I mean, I was working at the movie theater when it came out. I forget the name. It wasn't like Cody Banks. Well, that was Frankie Muniz. It was something like that, though.
I watched
it. Alex Storm.
Yeah.
Boom. It. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Is there another one?
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, but I would like to see the kids' game shows come back. I would love to see Legends of the Hidden Temple come back. I would love to see Double Dare come back.
And Family Double Dare.
Yeah. And I would also love to see Carmen Sandiego come back.
Was that a game show?
Yeah. It started out as a game show.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, you had to get the lamp and you had to put it on like where you thought she was in the world.
That's right. I didn't really watch that one.
It was so good. I think it came on PBS. I think it was a PBS game show. I think those would be great. I think those would be awesome. Maybe even Guts.
Guts would be good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm slightly older than Adam.
Yeah.
So my choices are probably – some people might go, I have no idea what that is.
Matlock?
Yeah, Matlock. That's my cartoon. No, Laugh Olympics is one right off the top of my head. It was kind of cool seeing all the Hanna-Barbera characters competing in Olympic type events. Mm. Some not. And it had everything from, with the exception of Tom and Jerry, which is a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, to what they had at that point in the 80s, like Captain Caveman. It was just so cool. And I know they do Justice League, but I would really, really like Super Friends.
Super Friends, that'd be kind of cool.
And maybe Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, Ghostbusters would be good.
The real Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters.
Not the Filmation one.
Yeah, no.
No.
But, yeah, that'd be cool to see another Ghostbusters. That'd be really cool. It'd be cool if they brought, like, Felix the Cat back or, like, nice. Someone really old school, like Woody the Woodpecker.
I'd like another Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Movie-wise, yeah. I think that would be a genius movie. I think we were talking about this. We've been talking about this for a while, that's a remake that's primed to happen.
Yeah.
Because of all the new cartoons that have come out since then and all the – I mean, it would be nearly impossible because of all the copyright issues. But if they could pull it off,
I think they did it once.
It's true, and they're kind of doing it with Ready Player One. Like they're pulling a bunch of.
That's true.
So I'm thinking studios are starting to get, or they're starting to warm up to the idea of lending out fictional characters, kind of like how they used to rent out actual actors in like the 50s and 40s. I think that would be another way for studios to make money is just by lending out fictional characters. Yeah, you can have Spider-Man. But we get a cut of the profits, and you don't have to do anything. So,
nude scenes with Alice Faye. I'm sorry.
What?
That's my own thing.
But I think Who Framed Roger Rabbit would be something from my childhood that I would love to see make a comeback. I'm actually reading the book right now.
I saw that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was based off a novel.
Really?
Yeah, and right now I'm about halfway. No, about like 30% through it, and. I don't want a spoiler alert, but Roger Rabbit gets killed.
Yeah.
Like, the book is completely different.
There's three of them.
There's three of them. I didn't know there was three, but yeah.
I know there's two. I believe there's a third one.
The first one, I believe, is Who Censored Roger Rabbit. Yeah. So, do I need to hold up a
line? No, you're fine.
Okay. It's just different. One thing I like – you know, people always say the book is better, and it's pretty much correct. But there's something about the book that's weird. For some reason, the author kept the cartoons, like, they had bubble speeches. And when they talk, you know, it's in the, you know, the humans can see the speech bubble. But when they're done, it either, like, disintegrates or it, like, poofs into a cloud. But when it disintegrates, like, you have to clean it up. And I don't know why. Like, that's so bizarre to me. Like,
no, I get it.
Like, the world would be like, and they're constantly having to clean up their thought bubbles or their speech bubbles. And I'm like, I'm kind of glad they left it out of the movie, because that just seems like very complicated. Like,
it would be, it wouldn't have worked for all of them, for some of the silent ones. Mm. The ones that started out silent and then went to talking.
Well, I think, yeah.
That would work.
And in the book, some cartoons are very humanoid, and those humanoid ones can speak like humans, like where they don't need a speech bubble. So, but yeah, it's just very interesting. Very interesting book. Very different, get kind of similar. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I need to read that. Have you played any good games lately?
I don't play video games anymore. My wife doesn't allow me to play video games. No. I keep buying them, and I never play them. Like, this is, like, I'm like, Destiny 2, that's the one I'm going to play. And I got on one night with some friends, and I played, and it was a great time. And then I just never played again. And I want to, but then I look at it, and I'm like...
I had to stop playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay.
Is
that the Phantom one?
Yeah, Phantom Pains. Okay. I played it for about a month, and I'm like 30% done. I'm like, I'm never going to finish this game. It's a good game. I recently acquired Everybody's Golf for the PS4. Hotshots Golf, and it's a lot of fun.
So it's literally Hotshots. Why did they rename it?
Well, in Japan, it was called Everybody's
Golf. Oh, okay.
So they decided just to go with that. It's not something, it's like, oh, I have to play this.
And you have it for the PS4?
Got it for the PS4.
I might pick that up. We can play online. I'll play some Hotshots Golf.
It's not something like, oh, I need to play this. I need to go home and play this. Like with Metal Gear Solid, I want to find out what else is going on.
Gotcha. So does it look just like Hotshots Golf? Like, it looks and sounds and plays?
The graphics are a little better. Obviously, it's PS4. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's the same fun. When I lived in Portland, Oregon, I bought Hotshots Golf 2, and we would just play it as a drinking game.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
Nice on.
You're chubby. I've been playing a really good game for the Android. I'm pretty sure it's for iPhone too. Actually, I had two of them. It's called Doofus Drop. It's the first one where you're this really kind of stupid guy on a bicycle, and you go off around. And the whole thing is you're going down this hill, and you're trying to collect stars and not get impaled on spikes or a fork. That's it. That's the entire purpose of the game. But for some reason, it's really, really addictively fun. I have to fly and travel a lot, and I play it, and it's – I can't explain it. I'm going to do some work on the plane, or I'm going to watch a movie or something, and I'll start playing it. And before I know it, we're landing. I'm like, I just wasted 3 hours of my life playing this stupid game. It's called Doofus Drop. I'm not getting paid for it, although if the makers hear this and want to give me some money I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't turn it down.
That's kind of how I feel about Pokemon Go. Like, I love it, but, like, it is a complete waste, like, of my phone battery, of my will to live. But I can't stop. It's so addicting. So, which is kind of fun, because, like, Francesca, my wife, she loves it. And so we'll go around cruising for Pokestops and Poke gyms and go raiding, so it's cool to have a wife that's actually kind of into video games.
I'll explain why. You can't see me laughing because this is an audio medium. I was laughing. Go and finish. I'll tell you.
What is it?
I have been playing it for a little while, and I think my car broken down, and we're waiting for a tow truck. And my wife is like, "What is this?" I said, "It's Pokemon Go." Why? I said, just try it. We got an hour before the guy gets here. Just go out and try it. I'm sitting here. I have her phone. I'm talking to somebody. I turn around. I don't see her.
She ran off to go catch a Pokemon?
She was gone for 45 minutes hunting Pokemon. I said, okay, well, put it on your phone. No, I don't want to. Okay. The next day, I get home. Let me see your phone. Why do you need my phone? I want to play Pokemon. No, no, you're installing this on your phone. She would wake me up. We're going over to such and such a place. I want to go get some more Pokeballs. Just spend $5. I don't care. I'm not getting up. She ended up having to delete it because it was just – apparently it was a big distraction.
My my favorite Pokemon story has to be me and Francesca went up to visit my parents in Nashville, Tennessee, and we were driving around. First of all, we made my mom drive because we wanted to catch Pokemon through the neighborhood. So we went, went to the grocery store to pick up stuff to cook. We're all gonna, have a nice dinner. But on the way back, there's a park that's right outside of my parents' neighborhood, and when we pulled up, we were passing it, there were literally 35 people, and they were clearly raiding for this really obscure legendary Pokemon that looks like a Japanese saber-toothed Raikou. I don't know the name. It's rare, it's really tough, and it takes a lot of people to beat. Me and my loving wife, like the responsible people we are, ask my poor mom to pull over immediately. We were like, you need to pull over now. And then we casually got out and hey, you guys doing this? Can we join in? And unfortunately, they didn't let us because they just finished. So they just got done and they can't do it again. So we missed out. But they offered us to go with them because they were going from place to place raiding Pokemon. Oh, they're okay. You can come with us. We're going to this next place. And we're no, we have to get back. My mom's drove us. And we're 32, 33 years old. And we had to tell these young kids, we can't go with you. Our mom's in the car waiting on us. And they probably, the look on their face was what? And then
you were my roommate.
And then we walked back to the car and we got in. My mom was did you get it? Classic, I'm 10 years old. And I'm no, we didn't get it. And she's it sucks. So then she pulls out, and as she's leaving, we're passing by the mob that's still there talking, planning their next move. And they look at us, and you can tell that they're holy shit, their mom is driving them. that was – me and my wife made my, 63-year-old mom stop so we can raid a Pokemon gym with a bunch of strangers. I think that was my favorite Pokemon moment.
You just made me think of something. Similar but not quite. Yeah. Where we work is right near the new Atlanta Braves Stadium. And across from it is the regional headquarters for the Boy Scouts of America. Mm. They just finished building it, I should add. At one point while they were still working on it, I was going to get some lunch, and I saw all these construction workers in the parking lot of the Boy Scouts of America. Mm. These guys look like not somebody you want to mess with. So I got my food. I came back, and I actually pulled in. I said, what's going on? And this guy, big guy, we're over here looking for a Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? We're playing Pokemon Go. I'm like, you guys play Pokemon Go? He's like, yep. You want to fight about it? I'm like, no, sir. I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. These big guys that you would think would crap on the idea of this.
Yeah.
They're all trying to get whatever it was they were trying to get. And I'm just like, that makes me feel good about life.
Maybe they weren't trying to catch him. Maybe they were just trying to walk their eggs. You got to walk your eggs so they catch.
I'm bad about that.
Yeah.
I think it was a Pikachu.
I got five.
It was the time when they had the Pikachu with the Christmas hat, the Santa hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got the one with the baseball hat. I think it was the one-year anniversary where they had the Pokemon wearing the Ash hat, and I was able to get them.
It weirds me out when people who have never played it or have no idea about it. It's this is when it first got big. People were like, oh, it should be banned. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I think I hate it when people just do that in general. When they just completely disown an idea before they even get to know it or try it or,
I do think it's human nature to do that, but.
Yeah,
but. I'll scoff at something. Let me hear it out.
I'm okay with that. It's one thing to scoff at, like, you know, starting a nuclear war with North Korea, but then it's also playing a video game. Like, it's like, yeah. So yeah, you're right. There are things you should scoff at, but I mean.
I was thinking more along the lines of, like, One Direction.
One Direction, but yeah. Patton Oswalt had a good bit where, like, when he was younger, he was – and I feel like I'm following suit where when I was younger, I was so righteous and like, man, they're killing music. They're bad people, blah, blah, blah. And then as he gets older, he's like, you know what? People have done way worse just to become famous and powerful and get chicks. So if they just want to make music and people like it, you know, good for them. Like, I feel like I'm taking the Patton Oswalt approach as I get older. I'm just like, I just don't care. Like, that's cool. Like, you know, I'm less offended. Just let things go.
I think I was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
No, I was driving. I was 18. I had to take my dad somewhere, and I was listening to – it might have been Nirvana. It might have been Stone Temple Pilots. I don't remember. And he said, can we listen to some classic rock? This is garbage. And I said, all these guys do drugs. I said, you listened to rock from the 60s and 70s. Everybody did drugs. Mm-hmm. He said, well
– they did good drugs like cocaine and
– He said, you listen to your drug users, and I listen to mine. I said, but I listened to yours. Like, yeah. I said, well, why don't you give mine a shot? No.
You might give Nirvana a shot.
He doesn't. He kind of likes Stone Temple Pilots.
Next time, this is the most drug trippy band. Like,
it wears me out sometimes. He'll tell me he likes Bruno Mars.
Okay.
He likes Mystical.
Okay.
That one, I'm like.
He likes Mystical. Shake that ass.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes to shake that ass.
You told me you don't like it. Well, he sounds like James Brown a little bit. And I thought.
He kind of does, actually.
I get it. Okay.
I get it.
I said, plus, some of the lyrics I heard him say made me laugh. He said something about not falling for a banana in a tailpipe. I said, that's Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, that's why I liked it. I'm like, okay. I get it. That's cool.
That's weird that he likes Mystical but not Nirvana. Like, it's just so weird. My
father actually has a pretty varied taste in music. I think that's where I get it from.
Yeah.
But I had a weird variety of music growing up.
Yeah.
By and large, I shouldn't like the Carpenters, but my mother listened to it.
I like the Carpenters too. It's weird because none of my friends, I mean, outside of you. And my wife, luckily, all of my other friends, they don't like any of the music I grew up listening to. I mean, yeah, like, Journey is, like, my parents' generation, but those are, like, nursery rhymes to me. Like, I listened to those from birth. Like, so I was, like, born into Journey and Fleetwood Mac and stuff like that. So I'm just surprised that none of my other friends – were kind of like born into that music and just completely reject anything that's kind of like that.
Kids, back in the age of CDs, I have.
But let's just stop there. Back in the age of CDs.
No.
To me, it feels like just yesterday.
Me too.
I still have CDs in my car. Like,
I have probably almost 3,000 CDs.
Wow.
I don't want to think how many.
Do those include burned, or are those just like bought?
98% of them are ones I bought.
Okay.
There's probably 2% that I've. Hey, I'd really like that, and I can't find it.
I used to love making a mix CD back in the day.
I still give out mixes.
I think my dad still has one of my mix CDs when we first got a CD burner, and I was just downloading the random stuff off BearShare and Mikasa, and I would just put it on the CD. Like, I would mix it up. Like, I would have, like, some old songs. And then I would, like, in the middle have, like, an audio soundbite from Invader Zim. And then go – like, it was – my mixtapes or my mix CDs were, like, legit.
I think that's the best part. I always thought it was cool when somebody would give me a mix CD. It's like, oh, you took the time to show me what you like. Mm-hmm. I'll give it a listen. I'll have a friend – I haven't seen in years and years. And I'm like, hey, you want to trade some music? Yeah, send me a CD. I'll send you one. And it'll be something – it may be something I have. I'm like, man, I haven't heard that song in 10 years.
I think we should both make a mix CD, and then we should, like, I don't know, stream it or play it or
– Well, I just did one Friday. Okay. But it's not one that my dad actually listened to. I could see how long he stayed on Facebook. Friday, and it's still up on YouTube on our Pop Cultural Hypocrites YouTube page.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about the new page or the new website.
Not yet. We will do that shortly.
Okay. Wilder Than Lynch is dead.
Yeah.
It's not coming back.
No, it
good name though. I just
it was.
It was a good name.
It dropped off the face of the earth, unfortunately. That one is called This Is Weird, But Let Me Explain. It's mostly lo-fi. They call it anime hip hop beats. There's a little bit of dance in it. It's weird that people hear. He's like, you like electronic dance music? Yeah, for a long time. Really? You don't strike me as that? It is. I popped twice, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm fidgeting like
I'm gonna leave this in. Just
okay, no, yeah, leave it. No. This is real.
This is real as shit. We ever wrote. Son.
Don't Photoshop my audio.
Yeah, it's weird. I have an account on 8tracks.com. I believe it's Nigel Hot Dog. There's blues, rock. Some more dance mixes. Literally, when somebody says, oh, I listen to everything, they don't always mean it.
Yeah.
I pretty much listen to everything but new country. I'll give anything a chance once.
I'm not going to say I listen to everything, but I like to think I'm open to everything. It's sort of like, don't get me wrong, there's most country I just don't like. But there are some country songs that I do like. There are some, you know.
There is one new country song I like. It's that Need You Now. It's the one about the booty call.
No, I don't know that one.
I can't remember who it is. I'll find it Monday and remind me. I'll send you on Skype.
I'm sure there's some German pop that I like. I don't know. Like, I'm open to the idea. We went and saw, me and Francesca went and saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I think there was like a Japanese death metal band that was very into. It was like J-pop mixed with dark metal. Nice. And it was interesting. And, you know, so I.
Oh God.
Oh, no, go ahead.
About 13 years ago, a good friend of mine and somebody who'd come out of town had come up to Atlanta. We went to go see one of the first Japanese punk bands. And it was just so good, except for these four or five frat boys who had no business being there. They were saying some really racist stuff. And they quickly got their asses beat. I'm not saying violence is the answer, but in this case, it was a pretty good temporary solution.
Mm-hmm.
No, it just made me think of that. It was, with the exception of that, it was a really, nobody else had a problem with anybody. It's one of the few times you go to a concert where there's not an overwhelming amount of people who are just drunk and belligerent and stupid.
Yeah.
I love that. The only other time I can think of that was I went to see a band called Ida, and they're really, really emo. They're not like, it's not loud, angry music. It's very mellow, beautiful music. But I saw people crying and making out at the same time.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was pretty sexy.
Yeah.
I was crying and making out. No,
I
was alone.
And you can taste the salty tears while you kiss. That's the best.
Oh, your tears taste like sex.
Gets me so hard. Anyway, what are we talking
about? I don't remember. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
I think the best concert I've ever been to, I think it's a tie, actually. And I never really went to concerts before I met Francesca, because she is a big concert goer. I'm more of a movie goer. Like, when I buy a concert ticket, I'm like, I could go see four movies for the price of one concert. So we went to go see Real Big Fish. And
nice.
Real Big Fish was good, but the highlight, I think, was Suburban Legends, which is a ska band.
Yes.
And I think the most magical moment in concert history is when they played the DuckTales theme song, but like a ska version.
That's
their ska version.
Cool.
And it was phenomenal. And luckily, it was like their farewell tour. So Francesca had seen them before. But yeah, it was their farewell tour with Real Big Fish. And there was like another like Swedish punk band that wore like luchador masks. I forget their name. They were pretty good too.
It wasn't the Aquabats, was it? It
may have been the Aquabats. But yeah, they wore like red jumpsuits and they had like luchador masks and they were very like, yeah. Are they Swedish or Finnish? Or?
Yeah, I believe so. They had a show on Nickelodeon for a while.
They did?
Yeah, but I knew that. They played on Conan O'Brien quite a bit.
They were good too, but the Suburban Legends, man, their energy, their positivity, it was great. So seeing them, and then Francesca scored tickets to the Struts. I think it was like two Music Midtowns ago. They release like special events where they'll play around town at right. different venues, like secret, like, you know, not so secret, but like, you know, kind of like hidden concerts. And the Struts played at, I want to say it was the what's the place that has the Heaven and Hell and
Masquerade.
Masquerade. They played a secret show at the Masquerade when she got tickets to it. And seeing the Struts at an intimate venue, like you know, right. I was basically up close, and they were just phenomenal. Which was funny because it was a late showing because I think they started at like 11. And us being old, we were like, should we go? It's kind of late. And then we got there. And then like the Struts being like rock stars that they are, of course they were like 30 minutes late anyway. But once they started, it was a phenomenal show. And I think the Struts are going to blow up even more to where I won't get that opportunity to see them. Like that, and like where I'm only like six rows back, and they're just rocking my face out. So, outside of the Struts and Suburban Legends were my favorite concerts.
I haven't been to it. Well, I went to see a band called Cranial Damage a couple months ago.
Oh yeah,
in East Atlanta. That was all right. It was nice to see some angry kids playing angry music. It's that made me feel good about. The Rolling Stones in 92 or 93.
Mm.
It was 89. Sorry. That was a good show. I saw Pink Floyd in 94. That was a good show.
I'll tell you who also put on a good show. Bare Naked Ladies. That was like one of my first. Yeah. Oh my God. This was like back in like 2004. That was a phenomenal show. That was before their co-lead singer got caught with like heroin or whatever. But yeah, that was a really good show.
Did you know about it 1 week before they came on? Sorry. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. I'm a Flippy Hot Dog.
I am Wolfman Got Nards.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you later. All right. Thanks for listening.
Have a good one.